With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18+. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome to 21st Century Football, a complete guide to football since the year 2000. I'm joined, as always, by Stat to the Man to the Dave. How are you?
Wow, busted. Didn't think that would happen on this podcast, but I can actually sing the entirety of the Thunderbirds Are Go busted tune. Don't know why that happened, but it did.
Says more about you than we will ever know. Adam Brown, how are you?
More of a crush the wedding kind of guy, to be honest.
Yeah, good stuff, honest, yeah. But, you know. If you think about it, Thunderbirds Are Go is actually a commercial cop-out, which, I don't know, says a lot about them. We will kick off this episode, as we do, by looking at the Wikipedia page of a man that's going to be, I was going to say top five in the, when we get down to the rankings, but as we know, Dave, the rankings might go out the window a little bit in this series. It's Thierry Henry.
I think we've got to do Thierry a lot of justice here, guys. We do. Well, I'm going to say it early, scoring fairly.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at you when we say that as well.
Looking at me?
Yeah, yeah.
I score very fairly.
And as always, we just like to get to know our, I was going to say our guest. That would be a privilege. And here he is, Thierry Henry.
It would be a privilege.
But yeah, let's get to that Wikipedia page.
It's Thierry Daniel Henry.
I was just pointing Daniel.
Daniel, yeah, yeah.
I never knew that.
Daniel? That's why you're so stunned.
I'm stunned.
Yeah?
I'm stunned.
I mean, I think there's probably bigger things to focus on than the middle name, but
I just thought Daniel, for like Thierry Henry is such a beautiful name, but Daniel in the middle.
You speak a bit of French, don't you? I would it'd be more like Daniel.
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 I just went to primary school with a lot of Daniels, yeah. So I just class it as a bit of a,
like a Florian, Thierry Florian Henry. You know, that'd be a beautiful name.
Well, it's a Daniel. Thierry Daniel Henry, born 17th of August 1977. He is considered to be one of the greatest strikers of all time, often been debated as the greatest player in the history of the Premier League. I think that's certainly something which a lot of people wouldn't disagree with. In 2003-2004, he was actually the runner-up for the FIFA World Player of the Year and was runner-up for the Ballon d'Or in the former year as well. Obviously, we're going to focus probably a lot on his time at Arsenal, which is certainly where he made his mark in the Premier League. He transferred to Arsenal for £11 million back in 1999. His mentor and coach was Arsene Wenger, and he became a prolific striker and Arsenal's all-time leading goal scorer, 228 goals in all competitions, and he won the Premier League Golden Boot a record four times, two FA Cups, two Premier League titles with Arsenal, including one during that unbeaten season dubbed the Invincibles. So straight away, just from the Premier League stats alone, we're talking about one of the top players of the 21st century.
I'll let you into a little secret, Ad. Obviously, I'm a Birmingham City fan, but I did actually own an Arsenal shirt from that year because as a child, I was just transfixed by this team that was just demolishing the whole Premier League.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you're just a big fan of the Dreamcast, one of the two. Was Dreamcast, was it 02?
Yeah, it was 02, yeah. I wasn't privileged enough to have a Dreamcast, actually, because I was a big fan of Crazy Taxi, but that's a friend of the day.
Yeah, you know, mate.
What a game.
Sorry, guys.
What a game. Obviously, his final season at Arsenal, became club captain. He led him to the 2006 UEFA Champions League final, and then in 2007, he ended up transferring, of course, to Barcelona, and he became a part of that incredible Barcelona team. 2008-2009, he was a key part of the historic treble where they won the La Liga, Copa del Rey, and of course the UEFA Champions League as well. And then let's look at his career from an international perspective. Think about what he's won internationally. France, Euro 2000, 2003, FIFA Confederations Cup, French Player of the Year, five times named the UEFA Euro 2000 team of the tournament, awarded both the 2003 FIFA Confederations Cup Golden Ball and Golden Shoe, and he was also named to the 2006 FIFA World Cup All-Star Team, and in 2007, in October, he became France's record goal scorer. There's like no record he hasn't broken. It's ridiculous.
I think when they won Euro 2000, I would have been nine, so my tiny brain couldn't comprehend that anyone else would ever win an international competition. I just thought it was just France for life, and that was how it was going to be.
Yeah, I know. I mean, obviously, on the back of that, we won't say the previous tournament they won. We can't mention that because it's a different era. But yeah, that
yeah, they won the World Cup. But let's just say it so people don't go two-footed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
two years before that.
I mean, you do the math. They did win another major tournament, but I know what you mean, Will. I think that 2000 for me was like Henri was one of those figureheads of that era where he just felt like he was winning everything.
Yeah, and we've mentioned it a lot as well, but that era of international football was still that sort of special era where you'd get introduced to your likes of your Zidane's, and even in 98, which we don't talk about, but obviously that's where he sort of launched onto the world stage as well.
The France team in general had so many big players and characters as well that he sort of felt an affinity with, weirdly, because I think for definitely people probably similar to us guys, you kind of went on that journey almost with them, didn't you? And they really kind of, you know, they were front and centre of that international kind of football culture at the time, I suppose. But I mean, from a club perspective as well, that he was really firing. 2000, the early 2000s were just, it was just the Henry show in the Premier League, wasn't it?
I think that was it was a big transfer, wasn't it? 11 million.
It was
a gamble. You know, not playing at Juventus, but Arsene Wenger.
What would 11 million get you now?
Well, exactly. It doesn't get you Thierry Henry. That would be about 120 million, let's say. But I think his development in the teams that he was part of, his relationship with Bergkamp, with Lundberg, with, you know, a whole host of players at Arsenal, you know, he was the one that was just there. And he was still there as, you know, as people moved in, moved out, as Fabregas got into the side. Henry was still the captain. And I think that the beauty of Henry is, you know, he's kind of like the first player that really finessed the ball in a certain sense. You know, a lot of finishes with the inside of his right foot come in from the left-hand side. And he just, you know, he's always going to be a player that we regard as one of the greatest ever in the Premier League, if not the greatest. I think he's up there with Cristiano Ronaldo, Alan Shearer, in terms of greatest players. And I think he scored a whole host of different types of goals as well. You know, one of the ones that jumps out is that volley against Manchester United, the little flick and the turn, lobbing Fabian Barthez, which wasn't that difficult, but it was an unbelievable goal. And it just shows the brilliance. And football being an art, very much you think of Henry as an artist more than a player.
I think he's one of the first players, like you said, that it really changed.
I don't know why you're laughing about that. You know, I was thinking about when you're talking about the 98 World Cup, and I was just thinking, we played that Monopoly so many times, and France were a blue team, I think. So, you know, dark blue.
I mean, I've heard some shit on this podcast before, but an artiste.
What would you describe Henry as a player then?
Good lad.
Good lad. No, I know, like, he changed, especially in the, you know, the Premier League, he changed what was expected of a striker as well, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
He used to be like, you know, a striker was just someone who's going to put the ball in the net, but he had so much more to his game. Whether or not that's because he came from playing wider initially before he came over to England, I don't know, but he just seemed to add so much more to his game rather than just, I mean, listen, he scored bags full of goals, but there was something else that I think once he had kind of announced himself in the Premier League, other strikers then had to kind of really up their game and match the benchmark that he set.
I think it was the first ever wide forward. I think there's so many wide forwards now, Ronaldo, Messi, to just name two. That was Henry. Henry would have played that role if he'd come through now, and he would have been as good goal scoring wise. And the other thing with Henry as well, like, we talk a lot about false nines and all that rubbish. Omri was probably the first false nine in the Premier League where he played, didn't play in that centre forward position. When Arsenal moved to a one striker system, of course, you know, Bergkamp was playing next to him, behind him, you know, creating for him. But when it sort of moved away from that and Arsenal went to a 4-5-1, Henry was so good at vacating that space, so good at moving away, allowing the likes of Lundberg, Reyes, remember Reyes? You know, God rest his soul, but what a player he was, and the link up with Henry. I think that's the beauty of Henry. Brilliant first touch, brilliant in front of goal. The only thing you could probably criticise him for, wasn't amazing with his head, but he had everything else.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
He didn't need to be necessarily, did he? Because that wasn't really his game. But because and the way Arsenal played, it was so quick. But also, I think he was cool, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, so we would have had Vavavoom without him. Yeah, I was also thinking when you said the word finesse, I actually don't think that was in the vocabulary before he came.
No, I think that's the way that we describe things now, but it wouldn't have been there.
You wouldn't literally have a move on FIFA like your R1 circle without Thierry Henry. No,
the finesse finish.
Which has now been reduced, rightly so, because it was overpowered, wasn't it, Dave?
Well, it used to be when I played it in about 2014. I've retired from international FIFA gameplay. So
yes,
you know, but Omri was a great player in FIFA, a great player in any video game. Tall, athletic, strong, quick, superb. And I think it's one of these things where we will, you know, remember the great Arsenal teams when they were winning trophies, winning the Premier League. Omri's the leading light.
Would you think that, you know, obviously a lot's been made of, like, you know, the football culture that was brought through at Arsenal, and obviously Arsene Wenger was the catalyst for that. Mm-hmm. Would you think Henry in some ways was more of the face of that? Because, you know what I mean, obviously Arsenal had so many French players and they were brilliant, but you know, you can talk about Vieira and Petit and people like that. But do you think Henry, I feel like he was more of the figurehead because he was probably scoring the goals, but might link back to the fact that we saw him popping up on adverts a little bit more. He was a marketable kind of guy.
But I think he was almost sort of like the golden standard, especially like when Vieira and Petit leave, because we've talked about Roy Keane before. When new signings come in, you sort of look to him for leading the way forward, and I think Thierry Henry did that, but maybe, you know, not in the same way Roy Keane would have done. He'd have done it in a bit more... More of a French way. Yeah. But the long cooler.
But yeah, coming into Arsenal in 2000 and after that, not scoring you know, fewer than 15 Premier League goals when playing a full season is an incredible record. And the longevity there, that you've got, you know, 8 seasons that you're just doing it over and over again. And as well, we consider like Europe as a thing. He played 85 games in Europe for Arsenal and scored 42 goals. That's a pretty good record as well. And he will be regarded as one of the best goal scorers in Premier League history. And that's one of the reasons why. It's just that the longevity, the ability to evolve. And I think Henry definitely evolved from when he joined Arsenal.
Speaking about the evolution, he obviously did it as a pundit as well. We wouldn't have the famous touching of knee of Jamie Carragher after Brendan Rodgers announcement. Yeah, yeah. Don't touch me again. And we've also now seen him go into the dugout at Montreal Impact, is that correct?
Football club Montreal as well. They're changing their brand.
But he's been linked with a couple of English jobs, most recently as of recording Bournemouth. He hasn't got that. But I sort of, we normally bring a video to the table, but I don't know if you remember this, when he was in charge of Monaco for that brief stint.
Five wins in 20 games with a team that contained Fabregas, Falcao, Golovin.
So he did well or he didn't do well?
Didn't do very well. Lost 5-1 to Strasbourg in his second to last game as manager.
Strasbourg, good bunch. I can't even say the name. But of him making the player push the chair back. Do you remember that? It was a press conference and it was sort of like a real dressing down in front of the public, which I just thought, it's just a bit rank that.
It's weird because when you've been such a successful player, there's this expectation instantly of going, well, you're probably just going to win everything as a manager, aren't you? Because all you know is success, but it doesn't always work like
there's
that.
There's a lot of talk of him wanting the player, like not understanding why the players couldn't do things. Training ground being like, why can't this?
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think the beauty of Omri is that we'll remember him as a player, not as a manager.
You're writing off his whole managerial career right now?
So to not have a positive win rate at Monaco and Montreal Impact, that is a bit of a red flag.
So he's done. Statman Dave says Thierry Henry's done it.
Look,
management.
If he continues his development, he's worked closely with Roberto Martinez. If he can pull off some of that out in his management style, maybe. But I'm going to remember him as a player. I think that's the thing. That's where you know Arsenal fans will remember him as that.
Yep.
The comeback as well, which we'll probably talk about a little bit later on. It's a big moment for them. And you think about him as a player as well. It wasn't just at Arsenal. Yeah, he nearly got there at Arsenal with the Champions League. The performance, you know, he was unplayable that season.
What a final that was as well. Yeah, was that who was it that got sent off?
Was it Jens Lehmann got sent off?
Jens Lehmann got sent off. And then they still went 1-0.
Sol Campbell scored, I think it was.
He came back, didn't he, Sol Campbell? Scored a goal.
And then there was a fullback that came on and changed the game.
Ah, yes.
Bell.
Oh, Belletti. Belletti, yeah, yeah. Ended up at Chelsea, didn't he? Yeah.
Was it Belletti that made the impact?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah,
someone, a random player came off the bench and just went absolutely massive. Henrik Larsson as well.
Yeah.
Put in a good display that afternoon.
It was weird because it felt like for that Arsenal team, it was almost like last chance saloon for them. It felt like a lot of those players were going to move on if they didn't do it then. And it was weird because they'd had so much success for the previous sort of 5 years before that, where they'd had the Invincibles team and they'd had, you know, they won the Premier League a couple of times or whatever, and it didn't quite happen for them. And you just think that Jens Lehmann was reckless, and straight away you thought, right, the back's against the walls here, against the wall here. But I always think, Dave, for you as a United fan, did you ever? You know, obviously Arsenal were United's big rivals in the Premier League at that time, and it was kind of, you know, flip-flopping between United and Arsenal who was going to win the league. Did you ever hate Henry?
No.
You feel like United fans never hated him.
I don't think he's like an artist. I think it'd be wrong to hate art.
But he was like the key striker for your rivals, and there was never seems to be.
But then
I
think you have that more the animosity to players that like go and put in the strong tackles, like the Vieiras of the world, the, you know, players that like wind you up in that sort of sense. Adams, Keown. Yeah, there was a little bit of a musty there. Obviously, the treatment of Ruud van Nistelrooy was disgusting. But Thierry Henry could never say a bad word about Thierry Henry because it was so beautiful to watch him. And I think that as a football fan, aesthetically, that's kind of what you want. You want someone that can glide. You want someone that can finish in such a varied manner, but also impact games in a positive way. Like Henry wasn't renowned for cropping people, for getting booked, for diving. It was all very fun when talking about Thierry Henry and his style of football. I think is, you know, we talk about Mbappe. Mbappe is very similar to Henry. Stylistically, very, very similar.
And French.
And, you know, congratulations. Well, yeah, he is French. 10 points to the man in the middle.
That's why I'm here, guys.
But no, just in terms of that, like, you know, he's inspiring generations with his style because it was that good.
Dave, I believe you've got a stat that almost highlights this in its essence.
Yeah, well, I think the big thing that jumps out from a stats perspective is, you know, we can talk about him being top scorer in four separate seasons, but he still holds a record that's never been beaten. 20 goals and 20 assists in a Premier League season. Or more than 20 goals and 20 assists in a season. Nobody's got anywhere near that. De Bruyne got close. But that is an incredible record. To impact your team in a creative sense, but also in a goal-scoring sense, it shows how pivotal he was in that team and how good he was.
Yeah. Ad, you've been very lucky at Manchester City to have quite a few good strikers over the years. Where do you rank Thierry Henry? Is he the best striker in the history of the Premier League?
I think for me it's going to be... He's in the top three. I think Shearer's in there and Aguero as well.
Yeah.
I was talking about strikers. Obviously, Ronaldo, you could argue, he's not an out-and-out striker. But I think, do you know what? I'm going to say I think Henry probably is the best striker in the Premier League in history. I think, I know Shearer's numbers are better in terms of actual goals scored, but like Dave said there, how often do you get an out-and-out striker who's playing as the striker of a team who's going to get you 20-plus assists a season? Doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen. So I think for me, Henry, yeah, and I do think there's away from the pitch again, just the way that he kind of, what he embodied, his image as well. There was just
the face of Renault.
Exactly. No, there was just so much about him at the time, and you know, we think we've spoke often on this podcast about, you know, it was really the rise of players becoming marketable and other endorsements and stuff, and he was just a dream probably for sponsors to work with, wasn't he?
Just on that, how many people, think now, how many people do you know that own a Clio? Think now, I think I can name two or three, and we're talking 10 years after his career.
Really? Do you reckon?
You must know someone that knows a Clio.
I probably know two or three.
Yeah? You must know someone that knows a Clio.
No, and I don't know if it would be Thierry Henry would be the reason they buy the Clio, but
I'm just saying he's got a lasting impact, not just in the football world, but in the car industry as well.
Yeah, I reckon.
But, do you know what I mean?
No, but the thing is, when you think, you think about a Clio, you think about Henry, don't you?
You do.
I don't. I'm going to be honest, guys. I don't. You know, you talk Premier League goals. Yeah, think Thierry Henry. Clio, Henry, no.
I'm not denying that he's on-field ability, Dave. I'm just saying that a few more people would have bought Clios because he was sick at football.
Dave, if someone pulled up next to you in a Clio and said, name your footballer.
Jonjo Shelvey. Shiny.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're going to take a little ad break. We'll be back after this.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickov. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Acast recommends podcasts we love.
If you are looking for a brand new true crime podcast, listen to The Making of a Detective, brought to you by The Irish Sun. The series is out right now and focuses on many of Ireland's most notorious cases and the man who once solved them. In episode 1, Pat Murray's story begins with the historic 2007 conviction of the murderer Joe O'Reilly.
Put his thumb up and he said, "See you, Pat," like, you know, as if to say, "F you, you can't get me."
Follow along as we share the dramatic details of each case. Download The Making of a Detective.
Acast is home to the world's best podcasts, including the critically acclaimed West Cork and the one you're listening to right now.
So Arsenal, Barcelona, then he went to New York Red Bulls. And then there was a sort of a fleeting return to Arsenal, but in true Thierry Henry style, he did it in style, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's always that thing about, you know, they say never go back, but it's too difficult if you're a club legend.
Never go back.
I don't know, though. I think that the fans wanted it, didn't they? Do you know what I mean? And when there's a whisper that it might happen, and obviously it happened, and he's not going to do things by halves. It's Thierry Henry, so he goes back and inspires him to some sort of FA Cup run. He scored that goal, I think it was Leeds, I think it was against.
He literally comes off the bench, and I think it's his, if not his first, it's definitely his second touch where he just, and it's a true Thierry Henry goal as well, isn't it, where he kills it. And
little side footer.
I'm a
bit of a stickler for squad numbers. I don't like squad numbers that don't feel right sometimes. I remember when he came back, one thing, I was excited. I thought, oh, Thierry Henry's coming back to Arsenal. This is going to be amazing. Arsenal fans must be buzzing. It's great to have such an iconic player back in the Premier League. The 14 shirt wasn't available.
Who had that then?
I don't know.
Walcott was it?
It would have been Walcott, yeah. Maybe. Right. Yeah, I bet it was. So he had to settle for the 12.
Oh.
Don't feel right, does it?
No, that's a second choice goalie, that.
I'd think...
The number two.
Yeah, I'd think more of a fullback at 12. See, I'm doing my Football Manager squad.
Yeah, same.
I put 13 as a subkeeper. Anyway, we get sidetracked. But what I'm saying is,
I used the number 12.
He came back. You know, he's older. He's not going to be exactly the same player as he was. But it's just something about that influence that he had straight away, and he seemed to sort of raise people's games around him. And he's just so
I think Arsenal have lacked that. Someone to hold standards, and I think that's, you know, post Arsenal. Without Henry, it's been a bit rocky. I think Van Persie had a good stint where he was carrying them for a bit.
Well, he tried, didn't he? He tried to take it up to the boardroom and they just said, on your way off to Man United.
Yeah, which again is an issue for Arsenal, obviously, with Wenger and the deterioration over the years. Henry just held such standard, and I think modern players maybe don't hold enough standards.
Do you think it's an example of where actually going back did work? I know obviously he was only there for a tiny amount of time, wasn't he? But you know, you can have an impact even in a couple of games like that. Do you think it was the right thing for him to do? It's not like, but it's not tarnished.
He wasn't great. I'm going to be honest. He scored that goal when he wasn't great. Apart from that,
it's not tarnished him though.
Definitely not tarnished it. But it just feels like you don't remember that. You don't want to remember that period. Mm. Like the Henry you want to remember is the Henry that's scoring 9 goals in 18 games against Man United, 9 goals against Liverpool. You know, two of the best teams in the league. Goals against Chelsea. Goals in Europe, performances in Europe. That's what you want to remember with Henry, not the, you know, the FA Cup.
And let's not forget as well, just to touch on, he was part of that Barcelona team, which was unbelievable. That era of
Messi,
Barcelona.
Eto'o, Henry. That is one hell of a strike force.
And you know, sometimes, especially with players that have played in the Premier League, and we see the best of them. And sometimes they might go abroad or they get a move and it's not quite the same or whatever. But he actually still kept his standard, got in that team, played a massive part in their, you know, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, they got that treble of that season and he was a big part of that. So, you know, sometimes you think, oh, we've spoke about in the past where they have like two or three seasons where they're incredible. He did it for what? How many seasons? 10? Maybe.
But we speak about standards and how well he did in the Premier League, but I will never forget the day that he tried that penalty with Robert Pirès. Yeah. Because, I mean, we moan about the short corner and that's, you know, I mean, maybe that's got its place in the modern game, but to be 12 yards out, have a shot at the keeper, and I think they're only 1-0 up, if not 0-0. It was against Man City, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when we're marking him later, that will be a mark off every section for me. Disgraceful.
What? What, you want to try something new? You want to be revolutionary in the world? You have to try things. It's the beauty of Thierry Henry. The artist in him. That was a bit of art. He tried it. May not have come
off. Like me trying art. Just throwing shit at a canvas and hoping it sticks.
Yeah, but that's not Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry's like a Picasso.
I mean, it was great for Match of the Day. That was one of them tuning, look what Thierry Henry and Robert Pirès have done, the pair of fools. but you got a penalty. Hit the penalty.
It was a bit odd. That it was strange. And I know what you mean. It's like, you know, can we put it down to him being a maverick or whatever? But sometimes you just don't overcomplicate it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've also been reminded
you
of...
You two would be stuck in the like Middle Ages if you two were in charge. Jesus.
I'm just digressing.
Where's the evolution? I'll try something. You know who we got inspiration from for that?
Who?
Johan Cruyff.
Right.
Yeah, bang.
No,
big dog in the
you
day.
You know, I joke.
You know,
I
and
jest.
Thierry Henry was quite, like, in terms of position-wise, a little bit like Johan Cruyff. Starting that centre-forward position, drifted the left-hand side, dropped off the line, total football. Arsenal played some total football in the time that Henry was under Wenger.
That was in that lovely... it was their last year at Highbury as well, wasn't it? Because it was that lovely sort of... What would you call it? Like, dark maroon?
You know, the purple.
Yeah. Mentioned a lot about art. What colour was it?
Purpley maroon-ish.
It was a nice kit, that.
Lovely kit, that. Favourite Arsenal kit of all time, Dave?
Quite like some of the new stuff they're doing, actually. So Adidas have actually got a vested interest in Arsenal, not like the other clubs that they've got.
Wow, interesting. One thing that I'd be, if you're listening in Ireland, I think we'd be remiss of not mentioning.
Oh, yeah.
I know where this is going.
Oh, dear.
Is the handball.
Uh-oh. Anyone going to dive in?
Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Because he's been very gracious after it, but... I mean, is that a mark against his name when we get down to the rankings later on?
Would you do it?
To get my country to the World Cup? Absolutely not.
Really?
No, of course I would. Yeah, I'll be straight in there. I'll be carrying it in.
Yeah. I say no, you wouldn't. Of course you'd do it.
You'd do it, but then you'd be like very...
I think he's played it perfectly, hasn't he? Like, you know... Oh,
there's no point denying it.
Yeah, there's no point denying it.
I think I'd have played it more ruthlessly.
I just think
I did it, and we won. So what?
I just think it's more on the officials, that one, because it's so obvious. It's not like a little, like, it's brushed his arm. He's absolutely forearmed it in.
Little flick on.
Let's get to iconic moments. He created so many. Good, bad and ugly, but mainly good and great. Ad, I'll come to you first.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to talk about something which Dave said before was an easy goal to score. The one against United in the year 2000. I remember United wearing that kit. Remember that kit, that navy blue with like a really thin stripe through it? Do you remember it? I always think of Yap Stam in that kit. And the ball comes to him, flicks it up, on the turn, bang, past Barthez. I don't know, it's not an easy goal to score.
I think that's the type of goal that you watch and you go into the back garden and you practice.
Yeah, yeah.
You see if you can do it.
Could
and
you?
I think, I've got it in my locker. I haven't really pulled it out though enough. It's a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I egg your croc now. It's done, knee gone. Unfortunate.
That's a shame.
Big shame.
What's your iconic moment?
I think it's got to be the Bernabeu.
I was thinking that.
2005-6 season.
Yeah.
What a performance. That's one of the best striking performances I've ever seen. And away at the Bernabeu as well. Making a mockery of Sergio Ramos and Guti and the rest of the gang. It was just incredible. In the opening 10 minutes, he played two amazing passes off the line, one to Reyes, one to Lundberg. And I think that's the part of Omri's game that we forget about, that he was this brilliant player, you know, taking a touch, a little bit of skill, turning himself face to the goal and then sliding the teammate through. But as well, the goal was fantastic, running past three Real Madrid players, making an absolute mockery of their midfield and defence. You know, was it Gravesen in midfield for Real Madrid at that point?
Well, I mean, that is a mockery in itself, but...
Yeah, because there was that weird time where Graveson and... Who was the other one that played for Everton? Lee Carsley. Very, very similar.
Yeah.
On the pitch. But no, away from that performance, you know, getting Arsenal to a final and carrying them on his shoulders. That was another tournament where you had one player that just literally elevated their team massively, and that was Henry.
Love that.
What about you, Will?
Well, I was going to go for that one, but so I might actually go for the time I met him, actually.
Ooh. Here we go.
Yeah, it was in LA. I just signed for LA Galaxy, and he was sort of showing me around, and it was part of the Journey episode 2 on FIFA as Alex Hunter.
Hold on, he went to LA Galaxy.
Yep,
he played for New York Red Bulls.
Yeah, sorry, I'm Alex Hunter in the Journey, and I signed for LA Galaxy.
And he was showing you the ropes.
He was showing me the ropes. We went to a party together. Sort of at that time as well. I just left Man United. And there was sort of like a sort of really weird time for me.
He just needed a sort of an arm round, didn't you? Probably
just needed to get out. And Big Thierry was there. Obviously, he'd done it in America.
I don't think I can do this podcast anymore.
and he sort of just put his arm around me and really enjoyed my time out there. Lost in the playoffs, but you know.
Where did you go after that, or was it?
I think I went to Madrid.
Oh,
yeah, just due to EA Sports licensing, getting the Champions League back. Obviously, I had to highlight the Galacticos.
I thought let's do a little bit of. A game of how well we know Henry as a person. Because I feel like, as I mentioned before, he is a player that we did see off the pitch quite a bit in terms of his endorsements and, you know, his appearances and things like that. So a little bit of a game. It's going to be called Vrai ou Faux, which is true or false
in
French. I've got an A, GCSE.
Little lesson for you that, Will.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew that already.
Did you?
French ex-girlfriend.
Right. I actually...
There's a lot of faux going on in that relationship. Yeah.
Right, okay. Are we ready for vrai or faux? Okay, so the way we're going to work is a couple of questions here, and then you've got to give me an answer if you think it's vrai ou faux. First of all, Thierry Henry's favourite song is We Are the Champions by Queen.
I think there's a lot of European... people.
That's a very, very astute observation.
Wow.
There, Will.
Wow, we are getting some knowledge on this podcast.
Some would say millions.
I think, you know, like English bands have, the top English bands have a bigger reach. Yeah, I can see that. It could be, is it vrai?
Well, we're going to see what Dave thinks as well.
Faux? I've got a feeling Thierry Henry's like favourite band is like the Foo Fighters or something.
Ooh. It is vrai. It's true. Well done, Will.
That's indeed. Not the Thierry I know. You don't know Thierry like that.
Right, okay. Question number two. Thierry Henry is a big fan of movies and has had cameos in the Goal series and the Entourage movie.
Oh, now is Goal. That... Good God. Definitely wasn't it. Oh, wasn't it?
Dave, you're going first on this one, by
sorry.
The way. Before
he's jumping.
Working
out, yeah.
So, the Goal franchise and the Entourage movie. He's had cameos in both.
Faux. I think it's a faux from me as well.
It's vrai. It's true.
He's been in goal. Which goal is he
in? He's in goal number two, apparently.
I've not watched that one.
Goal two. Only, I think it's only a fleeting appearance.
Bugger.
But apparently he's in both of those. Question number three. Thierry Henry turned down the number 8 shirt on his return to Arsenal as he didn't want the shirt to appear to reference Henry VIII.
Good God.
That's a very, very solid thing to do, Thierry. If he did that,
Will,
Henry was a little bit of a lunatic.
Because obviously it'd say Henry 8.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, what did you think?
I just thought he had a real, like, right, passion for history. Passion?
Passion?
Really, passion for history. And,
he was like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm Henry VIII. Right, go on. So obviously if you had the 8 shirt... So I'll tell it again. Thierry Henry turned down the number 8 shirt on his return to Arsenal as he didn't want the shirt to appear to reference Henry VIII. True or false?
Faux. Vrai.
It's faux. It's false. I'm completely made up.
It's a great line.
There you go. I know. I mean, I still don't feel like you fully understood that question.
No, I'm
Will,
sorry, mate.
Will, do you get it?
Right.
Henry
okay.
VIII, there we wives.
Go. Number 4 in 2012. Thierry Henry had plans to build a 30-foot fish tank in his house, which would have cost £250,000, but he later scrapped the idea.
So,
you're thinking, Dave?
He's a footballer, right? He's got some cash lying about. They usually do stupid stuff, but Thierry seems like a smart man. So he maybe have the idea, then bins it. I'm going to go with vrai.
I think he'd actually clean out a Clio and fill that up with water and put fish in there.
So you're saying, Ray, Dave, what are you saying?
Faux.
It is faux. But let me just explain to you. It was actually a 40-foot tank that he wanted to do. So it was actually false. But
so actually, I was right. In a way, your question was dodgy.
Well, yeah, I just kind of changed the question slightly. But yeah, it was
dodgy,
he actually wanted
dodgy
four,
ref that.
Apparently, he wanted a 40-foot tank in his house. And then it was going to go over. Foot. It was going to span four floors, apparently. And then I think so much to gone, come on, mate.
See, that's exactly what I was saying. So I think I get a point there. You don't get the point because I'm close to the truth there.
Okay, all right. Okay,
that dodgy
okay.
question. Jeez.
Question five. Thierry Henry has been the reason why a word has been added to the Oxford Dictionary.
Vrai. Yeah, vrai.
Va va voom. It is vrai. Va va voom got added to the dictionary because of Henry.
Did I win?
You won. He says he made the phrase va va voom famous as a result, of course, of the... previously referenced Renault commercials. Get this bit. The usage and popularity of the word became so incredible that the Oxford Dictionary adopted the word, which means the quality of being exciting, vigorous, or sexually attractive.
Wow.
There you go. So that's Thierry Henry
for you. I've been described as a bit of avaloon before.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Vrai or faux?
Vrai or faux. Lovely game, that. Right, let's get down to it. It's time for the rankings. As you know, we don't do things normally here. Would you go for a pint with Thierry Henry? Would you want him in your five-a-side team? And how iconic has his career been? Ad, we'll start with you. Would you like to go for a drink with the Frenchman?
Yeah, I think he'd be a really good laugh. I think, you know, we see him doing his punditry and stuff. I think he comes across well. I think he's got a good sense of humour. Seems like a pretty dry sense of humour. Good laugh. Good fun. Nine
from you. Dave, what are you going for?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be decent on a night out. I think it'd be a good wingman.
Oh, good wingman.
Yeah, you know, you walk into the club.
He's your backup.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, chatting, don't you? You know what I mean? he's a married man, I believe. So, of course he's going to play on the wing. This is he's done his entire career. I'm going to go with a 9. I think he'll be a really good wingman.
I'm going to go for 9 as well, because I actually think he'd be a little bit interested in your life as well, which is very gracious and noble.
Or I think he'd be good at bluffing, pretending he is.
Yeah. Like,
why has he lost the point, though?
Huh?
Why has he lost the point?
Don't know.
I think he'd draw a line after a few beers.
Would you think
he'd be like, come on, like, let's get silly.
It's not what you want.
Did he win a Ballon d'Or?
No.
Well, there you go.
He should have won a Ballon d'Or.
He didn't, so it's a 9 from me. Would he play in your five-a-side team, Ad?
Yeah, I think he'd be... I don't know if he gets a couple of crunching tackles flown in on him. I don't know how well he'd take that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's Thierry Henry. He's going to score your goals, isn't he? I'm going to say an 8.
I'm going to go for 8 from Ad. What about you, Stat?
I'm not sure. I initially think, no, he's not going to be that fun to play with.
Okay, here we go.
Bit of a ball hog.
Rating out of 10.
Just be finessing it all the time. I got to choose the laces, lad. Come on, we're bored of this finish. You made that, you run a mockery of the entire, the entire 5 people on the other team. It's getting a bit silly, Thierry. Look, get back to what you do well, wingman.
So it's a...
7.
7. I'll go for 8 as well. And when we get to iconic moments, the honours are there to speak of.
I mean...
There's a few missing, but not many.
What would you say? What are you going to say is missing?
Ballon d'Or.
I think he was very unfortunate not to win it that year.
I think he was. And I think in terms of what he's won from a team perspective as well, there's nothing on there really there's nothing missing really, is there? I'm going to say as well, taking all into account what he's won and the consistency and also as a person, I'm going to go for a 9.
9, big.
I think the Ballon d'Or would have put him to a 10.
Yeah. What about you?
That's why I think if he wins the Champions League with Arsenal and he carries them in that final, which he was unfortunate not to do, obviously we spoke about the sending off, that's just a minus 1 point.
So that's a 9, and I'll go for 9 as well, which gives us a grand score of 77.
Oh, good score that. Very good score.
I can confirm the maths is correct, Will.
Thank you. Yes. I was sweating when
Did
I
you carry
that.
The one.
Yeah, I carried the one there with some carried the one quite quickly, which put a lot of pressure onto me.
Yeah, well, really, you should be carrying the 2, but let's not go into your mathematics.
But I'll carry.
Class.
Yeah, come on. 77 puts him near the top, but one of the finest players to ever play in the Premier League. All the honours speak for themselves. Dave, you happy with that?
Yeah, I think you guys have actually scored okay in this round. Well played.
Ad, what about you?
Yeah, really happy with that. I think it's justified. I think he's got to be right up there near the top of any kind of rankings list for 21st century footballers, because for me, it was definitely one of the most iconic.
Va-va-voom.
That has been the Thierry Henry episode. Thank you very much for listening. Cheers, oui. That man.
Merci.
Beautiful.
Merci beaucoup.
Thanks, Ad, as well. Lovely and succinct, as always. If you want to listen to more, check out our other episodes. Get yourself across to our social media platforms as well. Check out the YouTube channel as well.
We have our entire platform for ourselves.
If you'd like to listen to another podcast, please search for the Footballers Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies like Chris Kamara's Mr. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.